So I started this morning in prayer. I was praying for about 30 minutes straight, and I specifically prayed for victims of narcissistic abuse, as well as narcissists themselves. For victims of narcissistic abuse, I pray that they recognize their innate value that is always present, regardless of who enters or leaves their lives. I pray that they recognize they are targeted by people who need their energy, their light. I pray that they recognize that there's another way of being and existing and interacting, and that this cycle can end. As for the people with narcissistic tendencies, I also pray that they see there is another way of being and existing. I pray that they open up to themselves. You know, I pray that they recognize that they themselves did not deserve the abuse they endured that made them this way. I pray that they see that healing is possible, and that they don't push themselves away from the love that they initially deserved, the pure love they initially deserved. And this is a very intimate topic for me. I have been targeted by narcissistic people my whole life. And whether it's intentionally, it's always intentional, let's be clear. But actually, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, let me be clear with that. And my goodness, like, there's just so much I could say. There's so much I could say. But honestly, I'm just going to direct some of y'all. If any of y'all are familiar with narcissistic tendencies, narcissistic abuse, if you yourself are seeking support, I definitely recommend you check out New Mind Frame on YouTube. She has incredible videos and breakdowns of her own experience and recognizing narcissistic traits, as well as protecting yourself, as well as like the spiritual breakdown of it. So I'm gonna just let y'all do some separate, you know, diving in. I don't even know if narcissists are listening to this, but I prayed for you. But the thing about that is, you know, a narcissistic person is not going to identify themselves as narcissistic. That's number one. Number two, if they are here listening, it's likely not for support and help. It's for ammo. It's for information, so that they can do what they do, you know, or potentially gain some supply or plot on another supply. But they don't even, you know, they're probably not thinking that deep. I'm in my psychology bag, you know. But I say that to say that I really feel like there is a narcissist epidemic or something. Like, it's insane. And it's because there's so much abuse in the world. And when it happens to someone like me, who is, I mean, adamant about spreading love in the world, that's why I say targeted. It's targeted because if I'm up here telling y'all how important love is and how you should heal and how you should raise your vibration, et cetera, get to know yourself, connect with your people, et cetera. Well, if a narcissist impacts me and I can no longer make my content because I'm feeling down and worthless, look at how many more people are now impacted because I'm no longer doing what I do. And that's not for me to sound pretentious, right? But people are listening to my podcast. People are looking out for my content. Thank you. I love you so much. And I wouldn't be here without you. But you feel me? Like, so I say all of that to say, I said a prayer today because it just is disgusting, the abuse that is present in the world. And I'm not here for it. And again, narcissists become the way that they are because they themselves had to develop a way to survive the abuse. And that's what it is. It's hurting other people. It's deflecting. It's gaslighting. It's not looking within yourself. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Okay, because it's just, oh, like, oh, I just, oof. I can't even, what am I saying? Like,
I can't even say what I'm trying to say, y'all, because this is crazy. Like, just knowing so many people have the experiences that I'm thinking about in my head and not actually saying is crazy. And it's not okay. So I'm gonna keep spreading love, and I hope you do too. Another point that I wanted to bring up, kind of related, but maybe not. We'll see. You make the connection if you see it. Please do not think that you are incapable of experiencing things like jealousy and envy. You know, you have this perception of yourself, which I hope is beautiful and fair and full of grace. But, you know, you have this perception of yourself. And so maybe you think, oh, because I don't have this or that, or maybe I, you know, don't have this level of money, or I don't have these material items, or I don't live here, whatever the criteria is. We all have our own things that we compare ourselves through. But sometimes what you have, like externally or materially, is not a reason why somebody is jealous of you. If you have a beautiful spirit, if you keep getting back up when things knock you down, oh my gosh, like, you are a force to be reckoned with. And so I want you to know, don't think, it's not pretentious to think that people could be jealous of you. Now, what you do with that information is crucial, right? You don't want to be just like hyper defensive. Who else get me? Because that ain't it. You know, I done like teetered and tottered between extremes, but I'm here to tell you that ain't it either. But, you know, we know what we can do with energy. We can transmute it. There is a way to transmute that jealous energy and to continue, you know, thriving in your light. But I just want to say that, because in my personal experience throughout my entire life, I have just never understood why somebody could be jealous of me. And that, you know, that was reflective of my own confidence, because don't get it twisted. Like, I have a beautiful heart, but I'm a beautiful girl, you know, like I do like have things, in my opinion, that just help me live a comfortable life and things like that. So, you know, that's not to say somebody couldn't be jealous materially, but I'm not even a material person. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. But, like, it's just, I always thought, like, why would somebody be jealous of me? Like, what do I have? Look what they have. Like, what do you mean? Like, what is it? Whole time, it's my light energy. Whole time, it's the fact that I get back up. I'm resilient. Whole time, it's the fact that I have true confidence that comes from God, and that doesn't come from hurting other people. Come on. But I want you to know, don't put it past you, you know, to have that experience, because you must be prepared for it. Not scared for it, prepared for it. You know? So I'm entering that era. Like, boundaries have never been stronger. And it's not about punishing other people or keeping people out. It's about, listen, what life do I want to live? And am I serious about it? Because I can't keep letting stuff in or accepting things that do not align with that. If I say I want a life of love, then evil people can't stay. You hear me? Abusive people can't stay. If I say I want a life of ease, confusion and people who don't know where they stand with me can't stay. Toxic work environments can't stay. Habits that make me feel down can't stay. They gotta go. They gotta go. You know, so I just want that to be clear. And yeah. I think that's it for real. I'm going to actually guide a meditation on just energy management, protecting yourself after this. So if you are down to stick around, please do. Please do that. This is really just a rant. I might add some more on later. We will see. But I definitely have a meditation for you. And everyone who is here, you know, wanting to be a better person, wanting to connect with themselves and each other and to add love and light to this world, I'm proud of you. To those who can't even see the love because you are clouded by abuse and trauma and what other people have done to you that cause you to feel low about yourself. I know it doesn't seem like it, but there are other options possible for you. You do not have to keep living this way. You do not have to keep feeling the way that you feel about yourself. You do not have to keep hurting other people because you're hurt. And I'm gonna leave it at that, okay? Keep your energy management together. Love on the people who love the heck out of you. And keep your head held high and your heart open because you're gonna let in these good things, okay? We're not saying no to that. No, we're done. We're done. And we are recognizing ourselves for the full, magical, powerful, love-filled beings that we are. So, I hope this helps someone. I know it helped me. Thank you for listening. Stick around for the meditation. Stay lifted. Stay in love. We got this. All right? That's it. Peace. Thank you so much for joining me for the meditation. If you're new here, I appreciate your trust and I cannot wait to move you through this experience. If you're returning, I know you love it here and I love that you are here. So thank you for contributing to such a special space. As we begin, please set up your environment. Feel free to pause if you need to. Grab a blanket, grab your tea, grab your journal, grab your Bible, grab, you know, incense, sage, whatever it is that's going to be supportive for this space and be effective to get you to immerse yourself in this experience, please do that. Please do that. Notice where your feet are. You can sit, you can stand, you can move, you can be completely still. It's totally up to you. But notice where you are. Notice how you are. Feel free to bring your hands up to the heart space or over the belly as you just kind of notice your breath, notice your body gently doing what it does, moving as you breathe. You don't have to change the pace of your breath. Just notice it. Notice that you are here and certainly worthy of being here. As we begin, I want to proclaim over us all that we are not too far gone. Please hear me when I say this. You are not too far gone. It is not too late for you to make different decisions. It is not too late for you to carve a new path. It is not too late for you to set boundaries and to truly see your value. It is not too late for recovery. It's very easy to lose hope in this world, but please, right now, receive that it is not too late for you. Please receive that you are worthy of loving, safe, and pure experiences. I know some people may have done things that cause you to believe otherwise, but it's not true. You are worthy of protection, safety, love, freedom, pure experiences. To receive that you are worthy of this protection. I'm feeling that people are doubting that they're worthy of protection. What might that feel like? What might truly protecting yourself feel like and look like? Imagine that for a moment. Maybe you're called to hug yourself in this moment. Please feel free. It's such a safe space. True safety look and feel like. I can also tell that some of us are afraid to say no because we've said yes all our lives. You gotta care more about you starting right now. Your no is so valid, so sacred, so necessary. So
please receive that from me today. Your no is so valid, so sacred, and so necessary. Your fear of saying no is also valid, but I'm here to tell you that you deserve to be looked after, and this is a way to do that for yourself. Okay. Keep those deep breaths going. I want you to connect with yourself. Really feel your body move as you breathe. If you are called to cry, it's okay. It's a beautiful thing. You are here. You are healing. You are growing. You are choosing something different and new. And it may be uncomfortable, but you are equipped. And you are deserving of much better than you've experienced in the past. So make room for it. Allow it to find you. Start saying no to everything that does not align with the life you really, really want for yourself. And maybe it takes some time for you to think about the life that you want for yourself. That is okay. When we encounter really difficult, traumatic situations, sometimes we lose sight of who we are altogether. But again, as I said at the beginning, I'm here to remind you, you are not at a place of no return. If you're listening to this right now, oh my goodness, you are much stronger, much more powerful than you even know. And I'm so proud of you. And I want you to know that those hurtful people and things that you think you cannot thrive without, you're wrong. You are wrong. I want you to take a few moments, whether it's right now or after this is over, and I want you to declare that whatever is on you is getting up off you, okay? If it's anxiety, if it's a narcissist, if it's stress, if it's neglecting yourself, if whatever it is, get it up off you. Get that spirit up off you. Because, oh my goodness, you are purposeful. Really receive that you are so purposeful. And spiritual warfare is real, but you are a conqueror. You are loved. You hear me? You are not too far gone. Get clear on what it is that you want in your life. And love yourself enough to say no to things that don't line up with that. Anything that is for you, you will not miss. We know that. We know it. So don't be afraid to use your no. And if you are afraid, do it anyway. Get comfortable with the uncomfortable. I want you to hold some more space just for anything lingering. Anything. What needs to get up off you? What needs to change from this moment onward? What do you love about yourself? And how can you lean into that more? I'm going to say it one more time. You are so worthy of protection, pure, loving experiences, laughter, joy. Like, my goodness. I know some of you listening, abuse is all that you know, but I need you to know that that experience is not what you are, and you have the choice to identify with it or not. You take your time on this journey, by all means, but please, whatever you do, do not identify with the things that have happened to you, and take accountability wherever you can, and start building the life of your dreams that is full of that love and protection and people who want to see you win. Okay? That's all I got. Peace.